I'm Dr. George Flynn. Welcome to In-Depth TV, and we're going to talk about the why, about what happens in your life and why you do the things you do. You know, a lot of people talk about computer companies and people that make things. And let's take computers for example. There's the Dell computer, and there's the IBM computer, and there's all kind of computer companies, but what comes to mind when you think of computers? Apple. Apple comes to mind because computer companies can make computers, and they make computers to serve people. Apple makes a computer that's individualized to each person, or so we think. They have nice boxes, and people don't throw away the Apple boxes. They open up the computer, they save the box. And everything is very tight, and everything is very, you know, the manufacturing specifications are tight, and they're modernistic, and they look good, and they feel good to touch. Apple knows why they're doing it. They're doing it to take care of people, not just to make money. So money follows them, money chases them, rather than them out marketing. You know, you go to an Apple store, there's not a big sign. There's just kind of a indescript Apple right there, and it's, sometimes it's hard to see. But people seek them out because that company is driven by why. Now, what about your life? Why? Why do you do the things you do? Why does anyone do the things that they do? Well, based on human needs, that's why people do things. People can do things from their feelings. People can do things from their thoughts, their habits, and also their impulses. Feelings. If somebody feels fearful, or ashamed, you know, they lied, they feel ashamed, guilty. Those are feelings. And those feelings trigger actions. But those trigger actions, like if you're fearful, what do? You run away. If you're shameful, you avoid a situation where it might re-trigger that shameful action. If you're guilty, you definitely head down and you don't look at anybody and you don't make eye contact. And those are all avoidance. So if we have fear, shame, or guilt, or any of those negative feelings like that, we want to avoid those feelings. So we avoid the situation. Different from anger and excitement. If you're angry about something, you don't avoid it. You usually run right toward it. If you're excited about something, you usually run right toward it. So you go into the situation if you have anger or excitement. Now, those are just feelings. Something that other people might get angry about, you may laugh about. Something that you may be angry about, other people are laughing. And when other people laugh about the things that you're angry about, what happens? You get more and more angry. So these are feelings. These are feelings that a lot of people focus and run on feelings. You know, the movies, they try to make you feel one way or another. The movies versus documentaries. Documentaries present facts. Feelings are over in the, you know, romantic comedies or any kind of a movie that stirs emotion, that's feeling, versus a documentary, which is usually more educational. Now, there's a crossing of these boundaries quite a bit. So just keep that in mind. The people that work on feelings, and a lot of people do, but they need to know, and you need to know, if you work on your feelings, if all of a sudden one day you feel like $1 million, they say, and you're ready to go conquer the world, and yet something happens, and all of a sudden you're feeling a little bit low and a little bit sick and a little bit nervous, then you will operate on those feelings. You will either do something and stop doing it if you feel worse about it, or you will continue on Well, why do you continue on, even though you don't feel like doing it? That is the trick. So feelings cause action, and feelings lead you into action. So you can harness this if you like. You can say, I want to feel like this so I can get myself to do something, get myself to act. I want to feel good so I can get myself to lose weight, so I can get myself to go get up early and go out and exercise and eat less and have the right diet, even though I don't feel like it. Feelings trigger fast actions. And what people that run on feelings, and it's perfectly okay that you do that, slow down. Slow down your responses to these feelings. That's important. Now, other people run on their thoughts. They're very academic about things. You've seen people and you say, well, they don't have any feelings at all. But they do have feelings. They have this thought process. And the thought process brings information. So people with thinking and information, they act, but they act slowly. Sometimes they analyze things almost too much. You've heard of overanalyzing things. So if you're working from your thoughts, you're analyzing and overanalyzing and then analyzing some more. Those people need a little bit of feeling, a little bit of emotion to get them to act. So thoughts, slow process, feelings, fast process. Now, as usual, there's one extreme here and one extreme here. Somewhere in the middle is probably the action. Well, habits. Now, habits can cause us to do things. Have you ever driven to work or driven someplace to a grocery store or driven home and not realized how you got there? You stopped at all the stoplights, at all the stop signs, and you got there, but which route did you take? Well, did you pay attention to the street names? Well, you got there safely, and everybody else on the road was safe also. But there are certain things called habits. Thoughts lead to actions. Slowly, yes. Feelings also lead to actions. And if there's a pattern of thoughts and a pattern of feelings that lead to a certain action, and you keep on doing that same action, thought, action, thought, action, pretty soon it will be thought, action, habit. So it will go from thought to habit. We're just going to, whenever I think this or whenever I feel this, I habitually do this. So that's your habit. And then you have a number of habits. And the habits that you have gotten all your life lead to the character that you become. The character, what is inside of you? What are your thoughts? You know, your thought may be, I need to do this or do that. Your feelings say, I don't think I want to be doing this. I just don't feel like it today. But then the character you've become says, wait a minute, whenever you think this or feel this, you know the right thing to do. In one of my favorite quotes, I've used it before, General Norman Schwarzkopf said, everyone knows the right thing to do. Now, I have to put in a parenthesis, for them. So you know the right thing to do for you. The hard part is doing it. Everyone knows the right thing to do. You know the right thing to do. If you find $20 on the street and you see somebody's dropped it, you know the right thing to do. What do? Now that leads to the character you've become. What do you do with that $20 that somebody's dropped on the streets and you see it come out of their pocket or their purse? You see it. Do you pick up the $20 and run and find them or walk up to them and say, I believe you dropped this? Or do you pick it up, very carefully look around to make sure no one's looking, then put it in your pocket? Well, that, if you do that, it's probably the most expensive $20 that you've ever gotten. Now, why do I say that? If you see somebody's dropped it, and it's not yours, and you pick it up, and the old thing, finders keepers, losers weepers, you know, we've all heard that. Well, that's one way of rationalizing it, finders keepers. So you keep it, but something happens to your self-esteem. Something happens to you inside of you. Something happens that lowers your self-esteem. And you might think about that in a day or two. And you may think, oh, nobody will ever know. Nobody's any the wiser. I got away with it. But did you get away with it? The most important person in the world to you knows about it. It's you. Because you're constantly evaluating yourself. You're constantly saying, am I a person of integrity? Am I a person of high moral values? Do I do the right thing? Or do I just skip it and don't do it? That's what happens to you. And so I'm saying to you, and you know, it's not the $20 scenario that we're talking about. It's everything else, including the $20 scenario. It's everything else. It's everything you've become. It's knowing what to do. That is your habit. Now you have impulses, just like you're at the grocery store and you're in the checkout lane. And all of these things are on the sides near the checkout lane. And you pick up a candy bar or a magazine or a chewing gum or whatever's there. And it's what's called an impulse buy. You don't think about it. You act fast. You just put it in your basket or put it over on the little conveyor belt or to check out. You act really fast. You don't think of any consequences. Oh, it's going to cost more money or it's going to, you know, do. You don't think about it. You just act on impulse. And then that's a fast response. There's also a thing called intuition. You think about it, you say, you know the right thing to do here? That's my intuition talking, that still small voice with all the chatter around me is trying to override it and drown it out. I've got an intuition. Somehow I know what to do. And I had a doctor friend years ago, and we would see patients. I was seeing a patient with the x-rays, and he was a neurosurgeon, and he came in and he looked at it, and he just looked at me and he says, Dr. Flynn, this case just doesn't smell right. It just is not correct. And I would say, what do you mean? He said, my intuition tells me something's wrong. And I've learned, pay attention to that intuition. Because it's the sum total of all your experiences telling you right from wrong, what's going on. That's what I want you to bring on all of your decisions. What does your intuition tell you? What's right? What's wrong? Why are you doing the things that you do? And if you get in concert with why you're doing what you're doing and your intuition and you think about your thoughts and your impulses, you get them all together working in concert. That's the key to the high self-esteem and doing the things that really count in your life. I'm George Flynn. You've been watching In-Depth TV. I appreciate you watching and see you next time.